Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm honored to be your host today. My name is April J. Ford. I'm an author and speaker that teaches people to develop the right mindset for success and to increase their revenue stream based on a unique business model that I teach. The purpose of Journey to Success is to interview people who are making a difference in the world to help encourage and inspire others to do the same with their lives. So my guest today is Carly Alyssa Thorne. She is a transformational life coach. Carly lives her life to empower and inspire others. She is passionate about conscious business transformations of the mind, body, business, and spirit, as it is all interconnected. Her personal and business coaching teaches the blending and bridging of the East and West in a grounded, practical, applicable way, taking clients and businesses through a process called cocoon to flight through learning, playing, and growing through creative, conscious co-creation. Beginning her career in the 90s, she's worked with small businesses, executives, speakers, and the entertainment business. Carly spends her time doing what she's passionate about, and that's consulting with clients on time and organizational management, self-development, business development, as well as being an avid writer, author, speaker, producer, director, and nature photographer. Because Carly grew up with severe sexual, verbal, and physical abuse and numerous health challenges, including 27 surgeries to date, Carly lives by these three mantras. The first, live with no regrets, own up to your own stuff, accept your past, forgive self and others, move forward fearlessly. The second, be yourself, be authentic, inspire and empower others, as you never know who has been waiting to hear exactly what it is you have to say. Forget the would'haves, could'haves, should'haves, what-ifs and buts. Live in the now and use it now. Positive, empowering words and actions. And her third mantra, she's famous for this quote, life is a play. We're all actors, actresses, writers, editors, producers, directors, co-creators of our lives. We can create anything, anytime. Let's do it. Welcome to the show, Carly.
Why, thank you. Why, thank you very much. I didn't expect you to read all of that. However, thank you so much for doing that.
Well, we appreciate your time, Carly, today. I know you're very, very busy. How are you today?
I'm doing actually really, really well. It's a beautiful day.
Great, that's good to hear. And before we jump into it, I want to apologize in advance. Hopefully you can hear my voice loud and clear. I've been sick for the past couple of days, but I wouldn't miss this phenomenal interview with you today. So hopefully my voice is back and won't go out on us.
No, actually, I can hear you quite well.
Okay. So I'm excited for all of our listeners out there and what you're about to share with them, you know, reading your bio and speaking through you through email for the past couple of weeks. Why don't we just go ahead and jump right into it, if you don't mind. Is that okay, Carly?
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. Okay, so let's do this. We spoke about mind, body, and spirit. What's your philosophy on how these three elements are interconnected?
Well, I know you've been in a lot of the self-development courses, and I know you've heard the phrase, how you do one thing shows up in all areas of your life. So it's
right,
the same thing
right.
with mind-body-spirit connection. If you're lacking, I get this all the time, a client will come to me for one thing, and they don't realize, so in other words, unconsciously they'll come to me for business. And it never fails if they come to me for a business problem. And then we start talking, and they'll start sharing about their family life. And then it's usually something in their family life that's actually taking them out in their business life. So it really is interconnected. So if you're not feeding your mind, and if you're not feeding your body, and if you're not feeding your spirit, something in one of those other areas is going to take you out in the other area. So you kind of have to really be working on all three. And that's why if you look at my tagline on my website, it says transformations for the mind, body, business, and spirit. Because it really is, it's not just one or the other. It's everything. Everything we do affects another aspect of ourselves.
Absolutely. I totally agree that all three of our elements, and for you, you've added the business portion of it, of how these three elements basically work, you know, in my words, work in cohesion. What do you think, for most people, which area do they not recognize or don't realize is most important? Or maybe not most important, or they just lack to bring attention to? Is it the mind portion, the body portion, the spirit?
I would say, unfortunately, the spirit, because I think a lot of people don't want other people to know that they're spiritual. Because, unfortunately, we have this huge divide right now with religion and spirituality. The people that want to use the word religion don't want to say God. Whatever their spirituality is for them, they don't. I actually worked with this one company in Westwood, and the actual CEO was actually a very, very deeply spiritual person. He didn't want anyone else knowing in his business that he was. And it was a real shame, because this person was really, really creative, you know, did yoga, did all these like really creative things. And if he actually let everyone into these parts of him, it would actually enhance his business. So he actually was not a very effective leader, because he actually hid those aspects of himself. And, you know, so I think the spiritual part is the biggest piece, because then we have the other spectrum that are so woo-woo, you know, and they're living in this space. And the problem with that is that we are brought to this planet to have this physical experience. So there's this huge divide between that culture of meditate and it'll arrive, and then you have the other spectrum of the CEOs and that culture of don't talk to me about that, because, you know, we're physical beings having the spiritual experience, and we have to have the physical experience. And we need to get to the middle. In other words, yes, meditate, yes, pray, yes, chant, whatever it is for you and your spiritual, whatever you practice. However, mm-hmm. yes, we are beings needing to have the physical experience, or we wouldn't be here. So
right, and
you know,
to create that balance, right?
Right.
Okay, well, this is a good transition. Actually, I've been wanting to ask you this. It's twofold. You know, with your personal and business coaching, what are some of the practical applications that you've used to blend and bridge, you know, as you've used in your statements and mottos, blend and bridge the principles of the East and West, kind of referencing like your example with that business guy? You know, it may be cultural, but what have you used to blend and bridge, you know, the principles of the East and West?
Well, that's actually kind of funny. A couple of them, like for de-stressing, a lot of people don't think you can de-stress anywhere. I've had literally people use some really simple techniques where literally right before a business meeting, I don't care if you're in a bathroom stall. I mean, like, for example, one of them would be where people, you know, when you say fake a smile, like you can be completely stressed out. However, if you clench your entire body, I mean, like seriously, squeeze every single muscle in your body. It's like squeeze, 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 and hold your breath. And then all of a sudden just release everything. It changes your physiology instantly, and you feel instantly better. There's lots of
Absolutely. I've done
instantly.
That too, and it works.
Right. So I tell my client, I don't care if you're in a bathroom stall. If you need to leave, like literally excuse yourself from a business meeting because you're not ready to like yell at somebody, leave the business meeting, go, I don't care, and like behind the plant. I don't care. Find a space to just literally squeeze your entire body, let go, and then go back. I mean, I mean all sorts of things. Another one, again, is literally make yourself smile. And then, you know, it's like literally make yourself smile and then attempt to be mad. You can't because it changes your physiology. I mean, those are grounded, applicable tools. I mean, I have a ton of them. Another one is I'll have clients, we put together collages of when the babies were born. And I tell my clients, I don't care if you have children or you don't. If you don't have children, ask your best friend for pictures of their baby. There's no way that you can't be warm and fuzzy when you see a picture of a baby. And I have them put it on, you know, with the world of technology. I have them upload the collage onto their iPhone, onto their iPad, onto their computer. So when they're really pissed or they're having a really aggravated moment, they upload the image onto whatever device they're nearest and instantly look at that baby, that newborn. And you're
right, it's like a focal point. You're creating focal points.
Right. So I'm creating visual, and again, because we're visual beings. And so it's like that insulin's going to bring them into a state of joy, or actually a state of empathy. So there's tons of ways, simple ways. I mean, really, really simple ways. And if someone's more auditory, we'll create a music track, again, where they can access it via iPod, iPad, computer. So there's tons and tons of ways to bring instant recalibration, if you will, to bring them back into a state of equilibrium.
So, right. I like that. We need that instant recalibration. I've talked about that in my work as well. You're basically creating, like you said, an environment within your own space, or changing your physiology of the mindset that you're in, right? And that's what you're actually doing. It's like instant, you know, reset.
Yeah, and the other thing I also do, one of the consulting things I actually do, is we go into the physical space. I think this is the other thing, again, the woo-woo thing. I don't really use the word feng shui and energy lock. It depends on, again, knowing your client. So depending on my client, I use different words. So sometimes I won't really know exactly what I'm doing. However, all of my practices, I am using energy principles. I am using feng shui. I am using color. I am using NLP and all those principles. I just may not use those terminologies always, depending on who I'm working with. If I'm working with a lawyer or a doctor or a personality that can't receive those words really well, I'm just not going to use that exact terminology when I'm talking to them. However, I am using those principles.
Right, you have to use the principles and speak their language, which brings my next question. You know, when I hear the words in your terminology, blend and bridge, that refers, you know, some commonalities versus gaps between the two, the East and the West. Can you elaborate more on a couple major ones that are the same as well as the difference between the two?
Okay, reframe that for me. So you're asking for the distinction between the East and the West?
Yeah, I mean, your terminology is to use words, you know, you blend and bridge.
Right.
You know, to me that refers to that there's some commonalities and as well as gaps between the two. So if you could just elaborate on a couple, you know, major ones that you've come across in your career, what are the same and different ones, you know, between the two philosophies, the East and West philosophy?
Yeah, but actually I just got asked this, I got interviewed yesterday, actually, and someone asked me that question. The biggest differences I see is that the East doesn't need physical evidence to believe. In other words, they believe it so because of storytelling. They believe it so because they feel. In other words, they listen to their intuition more. We on the West tend to need to see physical evidence for it to be so. So that's a big one. That's one of the biggest
differences. We always have to figure it out and ask why. You know, we always need a reason why and try to figure out, like you said,
and
physical evidence.
And literally, they need to see the formula. They need to see that A plus B equals C. Versus in the East, they more go, okay, I can feel the chi. I can feel the energy. My mom and dad told me that, you know, cultural storytelling. And they'll be like, you know, I can't explain it, but it's just, and I grew up overseas, so I've actually experienced a lot of this working with or just being with the different help or, tribal energies. I grew up in Central America, South America. I just experienced a lot of different things, and I traveled a lot. So I've actually experienced that tribe energy and the cultural family, if you will. And then coming back to the United States when I was in high school was a major cultural shock. I actually experienced that. I need to physically see this. And
right.
For me, I'm
What are
I'm
some of the
very,
commonalities, would you say, between the two?
The commonalities, I think actually, to some degree, if someone is more analytical, the commonalities are the same. And again, that goes into archetypes, okay? So archetypically, the commonalities are the same. So if someone's more audio, it's the same commonalities. So that's the thing. If you study archetypes, the commonalities are the same. So if someone's more visually oriented, the commonalities are the same. They're gonna actually sensory-wise be more visually. So that's what I mean by commonalities. And the commonalities, it's more about archetype. So whatever the archetype is, they tend to be the same. So that's and that goes into the NLP. So it's more audio, more visual, more kinesthetic. Now that's the funny one. Kinesthetic, there's a major difference. Kinesthetically, in Eastern, they're a lot more huggy, touchy, feely, kiss, you know, cheeks on either side. Here, we have turned sexuality and hugging and kissing into, like, you know, it's bad, it's wrong. Our bodies are a sexual object. I mean, it's very different, it's amazing between Europe, you know, and all the different cultures, what we've done kinesthetically. And actually, it's a shame, from my point of view, personally.
Great. I love your point of view. So let's transition here and talk about, if you could explain what paying it forward, what the ripple effect is, and tell us a little bit about it and why do you think it's important?
Oh, my God. Where do I even begin with that? Actually, I did this show the other day with a really amazing lady. We were talking about celebrating life. And so for me, paying it forward is an amazing tool because it gives us the ability to connect with people. It's not just about giving to people. It's also about, for me, you know, I want to make a big distinction here, too. I don't believe in just handouts, okay? I believe in giving someone a hand up. Because here's the thing. When you just give some things away to people to free, they really don't get the value in that sense. I mean, in other words, people don't need to be looked down upon. When you're giving, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if I'd rather see people giving to someone and from the perspective of giving them something that they're going to get value from than just giving someone a dollar and a can. Do something different. In other words, you know, give them something that's going to really provide value for them. You know, it could be that you're giving them a blanket that's going to give them warmth or, you know, we've done all sorts of creative things. We've done free hugs, which does create something very different. It's not just giving someone a dollar. They've done, you know, drives where they've actually gotten a fund, put together a fund so someone could get the education, so they could, you know, a course or education, so they could get off the street. But just putting a dollar in someone's can is not going to, you know, do anything to create a situation that's any better. So for me, paying it forward is actually doing something, and it doesn't actually have to be monetary either. And that's the thing. I mean, I think paying it forward has lots of different variables of paying it forward. Unfortunately, and I do want to say this because this is really important. The terminology of pay it forward to me is very different than paying it forward because paying it forward is the actual action. When you're paying it forward, that's the actual action. And pay it forward, I think the whole pay it forward, unfortunately, I think a lot of people misuse the terminology. It's gotten really – everyone's using it. And I've seen companies use it only to further their cause. I don't know. I can't explain it. I just think it's been really abused.
Like you said, it goes back to the essence of providing value behind your action, right? Are you just doing it just because, or is it coming from the heart where there's actually value in transformation while my action and doing, you know, A, B, or C?
That's where I'm going. Because I was getting really disturbed. You know, I have a domain paying it for the ripple effect. And so friends, of course, were emailing me, have you seen this? And have you seen that? And have you seen this? And I was laughing and I'm going, oh my God. So I was starting to see trailers of companies that were like multi-level marketing. And they were actually, they did a trailer and it was like, really? You're selling a multi-level marketing cream and you're calling yourself, and this is a paying it for the ripple effect trailer? I'm going, how is that? I mean, it was just mind-blowing. You know, anyways, I'm not going to go there. But anyway, it's just, I want people to really understand why they're using the terminology of paying it forward. What are they doing with it? And the ripple effect for me is really about what ripple effect do you want to see in the world? What ripple effect, what impact do you want to see and do in the world? Because, you know, it is that pebble. That pebble you drop, the seed that you plant, is either going to empower, inspire, or disempower.
Right. Totally agree. It's like creating a domino effect on how you've impacted one person and they pass it on to somebody else.
Right. It's so empowering. And getting back to paying it forward, I mean, it could be something as simple, even for a loved one, putting a note in a lunchbox. putting a note in someone's briefcase. I mean, there's so many amazing things that you can do that we don't even think of. I mean, there's thousands of ways of doing something amazing. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, I see too many people just doing things, and it's just, I want people to get back to basics. Really go from the heart. Do something that you would never think of. I actually did something the other day that I can't wait till the person gets the card. I know this person, and this person is just an amazing, amazing human being. And I really wanted to honor the person's parents. I wanted the parents to know how amazing this person is. So I wrote the parents, and I said, you know what? I want you to know what an amazing job you did raising this person. And I can't wait till they get the card.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of random acts of kindness. I remember, I think it was a couple months ago, I was actually traveling to, gosh, it might have been the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar. And you know what I did? I had a small gift bag. I was traveling in the airport. I bought two watches. You know, it wasn't, you know, anything expensive, but it was just a fashionable watch, something I would consider myself even wearing. And I just walked up to a random stranger while I was at the airport and said, here, take it. This is for you. Even though if it's
awesome.
Putting a smile on their face, you know, it doesn't have, like you said, it doesn't have to be monetary. You just walk up to a random stranger and say, hi, how are you doing? What's your name? You know, you
right.
never know what that smile, you know, maybe they were having a bad day and they were just happy for someone to acknowledge them.
Oh, absolutely. I carry smile cards around me. I carry paint it forward bracelets. I did that once. When you know the school, when the kids go back to school, and the stores are insane. There was at a Staples one day, and it was a lady's, I mean, she was like a cashier in training, and you could just see the look on her face. She was just not having a good day. So I usually wear two bracelets so I can take one off and give one away. And so I dug into my purse. And I just looked at her, and I said, you know what, I think you deserve one of these. And she just looked at me and she goes, oh, my God, thank you so much. You have no idea.
Wow.
You know, I knew, you know, she was just having a bad day. I mean, she was a cashier training. I mean, the lines were insane. Kids are running all around screaming, you know, because it was just last year. I mean, the kids were just going back to school. So the store was just nuts, you know. And she was like,
right.
oh, my God, you know.
She's having one of those days.
Right, you know. And I mean, her affect and her, you know, her complete facial expression changed, you know. And that's the problem.
Tell us about more of that. What is the ripple effect bracelet that you can track online?
Yeah, I have them on my website. The people that actually make them is Mike Newton is the company. And basically what they have created is they have tracking numbers in them. So, and a lot of people get freaked out about that. So you're not tracking you, like, you know, you're not putting down your personal information, like where, what street you live on or anything. All you're doing is you're putting your name and your city and your state. And then what happens is, so you usually, we're selling them in pairs too. Because this is, you'll love this. What's really ironic about this is that when I was giving them away, when I would give one, like, to a person, they didn't want to give that away because I gave it to them. So what we found is that whenever I give them away, I have to give someone two. Because anytime I give one away personally, they don't want to give away the one that I gave them. But I don't want to give it away. You gave it to me. It means something to me. It's so special.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, so basically you wear one, and basically after like a week or whatever, there's no like specific number of days, whatever feels good for you. If you're walking around and see someone that did something and you want to make them smile or whatever, you take the bracelet off and you give it to them and you give them a card with it. And on the back of the card it says, go to this website, it's actually thenewtonproject.org, and you go register, an inside bracelet has a number on it, and you go register the number. And then as the bracelet travels, you can go on the map on their site and it tells you where the bracelet went.
So you can really track, like you said, how you're creating that ripple effect or domino effect on how you're, you know, impacting the world. I mean, we all know that the world is pretty small as we, you know, revolve and life is, you know, becomes a full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's exciting.
Wow.
It's a fun project.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've got a lot, you know, on your plate. What do you have coming in the pipeline, if you don't mind sharing some of your upcoming projects for your you know, your fans, your clients out there?
Well, right now, I got four shows. So that's really exciting. And I just created a new one. That's kind of, I'm really excited about the new one because the new one I get to really dive into my metaphysical world. So I have Social Wing Media, which is straight talk about social multimedia. And everything I do is kind of have the we energy as or conscious collaboration. And so that one is just all about social media and PR and marketing. And then my other show is We Plus You, which is all about conscious business collaboration. And everything's straight talk. Cause as you can tell from my voice, I'm very much about being authentic and just straight talk. And then I have another one just called Conscious Co-Creations, which is straight talk about the mind, body, business, spirit interconnection. Imagine that.
Okay.
And then my other one is Transformations, which is straight talk about this mind, body, spirit. So everything really, it's just, I do a lot of shows, which is give people the voice. I always bring guests on and allow people to share their voices. And then I just do a lot of client consulting. And then I'm always working on the Paying It Forward, the Ripple Effect documentary, and looking for really good stories to share and empowering and inspiring people. And, so I love my clients. They're lots of fun. And I love my show. That's kind of my passion. And, everything, I always got stuff going on. And I'm always doing lots of photography. And I got about a bunch of books coming out. We're doing a series of books on my photography where we take my photography and then we superimpose quotes on top of them. But
amazing.
Yeah, I have a book out right now that's called One's Quote that I co-authored with Paul Smith and got all my flower pictures in it. And then the next one we're doing is my water pictures. And we'll be doing different ones. A lot of them will be my flower pictures, though. And then the next one will be all the water, and next one will be trees, and it's lots of fun. So.
Great, and you mentioned a couple buzzwords in your show. So before we close, I want to ask you two last things. When you said being authentic, I'm a firm believer in having whether it's a life coach or a mentor or idol, somebody that you look up to, to learn from the best, but also people fail to realize be the best you. Of course, learn from your mentor, your coach, or the person that you look up to. Learn from their skill sets. Learn from their mistakes. Learn what they did right. But like you said, be authentic. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that when you teach your clients to be the authentic you?
Yeah, it's so important. Too many people aren't willing. They sweep stuff under the carpet. And the problem with that is, it's social media, the world of the Internet. You can think things aren't still out there. You can rant on your wall and delete it and think that it doesn't exist. Trust me, someone has cut and pasted it and put it somewhere. And I do a lot of online and my social media consulting that I do. Because part of my work, because I do a lot of business consulting, my job is to make sure that the reputation stays solid. So what some people do know and some people don't know is I also do a lot of vetting. To make sure people are who they say they are, which is part of business consulting. Anyway, so we find out a lot of things. In any event, so people do cut and paste when you do these things, especially when they're really nasty rants. And so people think they just get I've done this in the past. So they sweep it under the carpet. Problem with that is that it's the world of the Internet. When you, for example, if you delete a tweet, it isn't on forever. It's still there. So you have to make a decision right from the beginning who you are going to be. Whatever face you're choosing to show, it better be the face that you really are. My clients know about my past. Hiding it is not going to help me, And here's the thing. Do you want a priest to teach you about children and marriage when they've never been married or have never had children? Or do you want someone who has been abused or has been raped or whatever their background is, being able to help you through it, and they've been through it and have come through the other side? I can talk it. I don't come from a place, woe is me, victimhood. I come from a place of, yes, I've been through all those things. However, I've forgiven all those people, and I'm through the other side. Am I perfect? No. Do I have my days where I might be a little sad or I might have ever been angry? Of course. Am I, I'm human, yes. Am I a victim? No. So, I mean,
right.
I use my past to empower other people. Am I the story of that? No.
Okay. So before we close out, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with, maybe your website, Carly, if they want to look into how to contact you and your work?
Absolutely. My name, CarlyAlysaThorne.com. That's CarlyAlysaThorne.com.
Phenomenal. And thank you again, Carly, for joining us with Journey to Success show today. We do appreciate your time, and I know our listeners out there will be contacting you with more information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.